Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
AEW wrestlers hate each other's guts. Plus, scrapped plans for AEW All Out. And Sammy Guevara comments on the Eddie Kingston backstage incident. For Friday, August 26th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Okay, we are with Thunder Rosa, the AEW Women's World Champion. Something that she wants to say. Thunder Rosa, the floor is yours.
I am sad and heartbroken. And I feel I'm letting you guys down. I, for today, have to step down as the Women's World Champion. I'm no longer able to defend the championship due to an injury. So on September 4th, at All Out, there will be a new interim. I'm sorry, Inter-Women's World Champion. And Tony Storm, my friend, my tag team partner, I hope that your dreams come true and you become the new champion, the interim new champion. But I want to remind everybody that this is not going to stop me. This is going to make me better, and I'm going to come back better and stronger and with a bigger chip on my shoulder now.
Thunder Rosa has a lot of heat behind the scenes at AEW, according to multiple sources. Voices of Wrestling reporting this yesterday, saying there are way more on-screen feuds where the people legitimately hate each other than people think in AEW. Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa cannot stand one another. They've been mortal enemies for years now at this point. They can't look each other in the eye. They hate each other's guts. Jamie Hayter now cannot stand Thunder Rosa. Thunder Rosa broke Jamie Hayter's nose in a match, and then Thunder Rosa was scared that Jamie Hayter was going to beat the living SH1T out of her and was hiding in a bathroom. Things are ugly in the back, and this is why they're having meetings. All of this starting to come out now. It's just a mess. I don't know if Thunder Rosa legitimately can't wrestle, or if they're just sending her away so some people can cool off. Now, Fightful Select have corroborated this story, saying they can confirm Voices of Wrestling's report that indicates Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa can't stand each other, with that having been the case for well over a year. Still, the two attempted to remain professional and work with each other, and from what we are told, they are open to doing so for the sake of simply doing their jobs. However, Jamie Hayter had also developed the heat with Rosa after she got her nose broken in a match recently. Much of the heat on Rosa has emerged from her working stiff in the ring. Now, Fightful have said they've had contact on both sides of things regarding Thunder Rosa's apparent issues. Many say that she's worked hard to help get other young women's talent booked, and others who perceive her as developing an ego and being difficult to work with. Those that we've talked to who work with her at Mission Pro Wrestling have had positive things to say about her leadership when she is around. That's from Fightful Select. Now, since the story broke of Thunder Rosa's injury, Rosa has pulled away from social media, with all inquiries being directed to Tony St. Allen. So what was going to go down at All Out had things not gone the way they've gone? Well, again, here's Fightful Select, who have said the word for the original plan for All Out was for Tony Storm to defeat Thunder Rosa and become the AEW champion. Now she will compete for the interim AEW women's title against Hikaru Shida, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, and Jamie Hayter. Not learned of any creative plans for the title scene now, as things seem to be up in the air once more. How long will it be until we see Thunder Rosa back? Well, Fightful reporting that whilst the injury is unknown, it is speculated to be bulging discs, and the extent of how bulging those discs are isn't known either. So no set time for return, but the fact that they're going down the interim champion route would suggest that it might not be a long time away. CM Punk had a couple of months out before returning recently. So maybe sort of December, January time, we may see Thunder Rosa back again. And whether these issues will rear their heads once more, I guess time will tell.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yesterday on the Cultaholic YouTube channel, we talked about the ongoing incident between Eddie Kingston and Sammy Guevara. They were set to have a match at AEW All Out, and that match seems to be up in the air due to some backstage issues between the two. It was revealed by Fightful Select that Eddie Kingston is just coming off the end of a suspension from AEW following an altercation with Guevara backstage. So in terms of how and what went down there, we can add a bit more to that today. Fightful Select say that those that we spoke to said there were some pretty clear parameters that were set on the feud between Sammy Guevara and Eddie Kingston. And Sammy Guevara had asked not to have his ex-fiance mentioned in the storyline. The original plan was to see Eddie Kingston beat Sammy Guevara at All Out. And a promo was done to promote this match that was since removed from the show. Sammy Guevara, in this promo, referred to Kingston as a fat piece of SH1T, which Kingston took exception to. He felt it buried the match that if a fat piece of SH1T had beat him. The crux of the frustration was how Sammy Guevara followed up after being perceived as difficult working with Scorpio Sky, Ethan Page and Sonjay Dutt in the months prior. Kingston yelled at Sammy Guevara, who smiled back at him, according to reports from Fightful. This led to Kingston responding by pie-facing Guevara, Sammy getting upset and incredibly unhappy with this, leading to Kingston being suspended for 2 weeks. Now, Eddie Kingston put out a statement yesterday where he acknowledged that the incident did indeed happen and was apologetic for how it went down. Sammy Guevara has put a longer statement out there and quotes it. This is quoted directly to Fightful. He says, as a professional, you communicate things you don't want to be said, like other people I've been in programs with. I work with Matt Hardy, Chris Jericho, and others. I did communicate what I wanted to be said in the angle, and Eddie didn't. Eddie did not do the same. Eddie did not mention to me or the coaches or TK or anyone in AEW what he didn't want said. So after Ty and my match with Sky Blue and Dante, I cut a promo on Eddie insulting him and the fans as a heel, which I know the thing everyone loves to do is hate me and Ty. So the perfect person to play this asshole character to ultimately get beat by Eddie at All Out was me. I see what people say online about Eddie and his appearance, which anyone who legitimately shames Eddie for how he looks can go to hell. It's the same people who shame me for being too small. So Sammy Guevara, the character, I could put the physical person playing that person that Eddie can shut up at All Out. Sammy Guevara basically saying he wants to embody the trolls that insult Eddie Kingston. He goes on to say, but Eddie did not do the professional thing and communicate to me, which if he did, I never would have said it, because the last thing you want to do is hurt someone for real. So after the promo, I get to the back and Eddie is flipping out, yelling, you can't call me fat, over and over, as I'm trying to walk down the stairs in Gorilla. He's making a big scene. People get in between us. Eddie tries to pie face me and he more like touches my face. It was weird. And everyone backs everyone up. It was unfortunate because this promo was on a taped show and easily could have been edited, which they ended up doing anyways. I know this isn't Eddie's first time being aggressive and getting out of control backstage, and I know he had to do some kind of anger management after this whole thing. This whole thing was very unnecessary, but it is what it is. Live and learn, I guess. On to the next we go. Since then, Matt Menard has put out a tweet in support of Sammy Guevara and seemingly turning this into more of a wrestling storyline, putting out a tweet on his social media lambasting Eddie Kingston. And I do wonder whether this will now become a storyline thing that they do. And I have a feeling that this is a lot of what AEW are about at the moment, is kind of taking that real life backstage heat and turning it into something that they can explode with on the screen. I feel like that's where we're going once again here. On the Cultaholic podcast feed, a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Nitro Review dropped yesterday. It is a watch-along presentation of WCW Super Brawl 6. We watch Brian Pillman screaming at Kevin Sullivan, "I respect you, Booker Man," a moment that is lives in infamy in the world of wrestling. We also see the WCW debut of World of Sport wrestling legend Giant Haystacks. You can watch our reaction to that and watch along with us on the podcast feed and at patreon.com/cultaholic. Another episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review drops tomorrow. Matthew, Greg and myself watching SmackDown from the very beginning to its very bitter end. And it is the go-home show for King of the Ring 2001, A Space Odyssey. Join Matthew, Greg and I for another episode of the Classic SmackDown review tomorrow on the Cultaholic podcast feed. And you can watch it at patreon.com/cultaholic. I will speak to you on Tuesday, as it's a bank holiday on Monday here in the UK. So let's catch up Tuesday. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.